Liverpool beat Jose's Tottenham to break some records. City beat Villa and Sergio Aguero breaks some records. And after yet another defeat for Bournemouth, is Eddie Howe a broken record? This is In Airplane with Bernie.
Was it a good intro? I didn't hear it.
It said about breaking records.
Play on words.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unedited, uncensored, and unavailable podcast. In fact, of 2019, that all changes as we enter the new year and we commit to our New Year's resolution to do regular pods.
That's actually not my New Year's resolution.
What is your resolution?
Is this now how we do it?
Well, the listeners want to know. If you can't commit to that, what is your
commitment? Well, I'm going to go back to being proper vegan again.
That's a good one. We stay away from
politics.
Yeah, politics.
I'll get it to complete.
Fucking snowflake.
So, with me today.
What's yours?
What's my news? Well, more regular pods.
Oh, right.
Like everyone.
More regular pods.
More regular pods.
I don't eat pork, but I decided on that in 2019 towards the end. So I could maybe cut out another animal.
Okay, nice.
Which one?
Why pork? Because they're more clever.
I saw a really sad, partly that, and I saw a really sad video of these pigs.
Yeah.
But we don't want to get too political around.
No, we don't yet. Getting into the emotions of pigs.
Yeah.
So all our politics for this year out of the way.
That's my new resolution. Be less political.
It's difficult.
Yeah. So, joining me today to discuss a riveting action in the Premier League. The only one of us who has the statistical knowledge up his sleeves, Otto Underscore Wolf.
I don't think that's what I am anymore.
But you still have it. Residue statistics.
I think I'm actually the man who decides how attractive or unattractive a player is.
Oh, that is, yeah.
I stand correct.
We just add to what we can do.
No, because remember, I change because statistics are bullshit.
Oh,
and emotions are what are really important.
Right. And sitting to his left, the man formerly known as the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper.
Yeah, I'm the fan off the road now, aren't I? Yeah. That's what I am.
Have you still not been to a football match?
I've been to see Oxford.
I've taken a couple of times.
It's Oxford.
And the only one of us who... No, I feel like I just go, and our fan on the road,
Johnny. European expert? Injury expert?
I'm also manager now, I'm an inspirer.
Update us on how the...
They pulled us out of the National Cup for no reason. And then we had a five-side tournament of five teams. It was bullshit. Every game was bullshit. We couldn't pull.
Are you post-match interview?
It was, though, because they had a rule where if anyone went in the box, no one could go in the box other than the goalkeeper, and then if a defender, if anything went in the box, it was a penalty. So the games were just like about how much can you stay out of the box, which I didn't sign up for.
Did you not instruct your players to stay out of the box?
Yeah, but... It's...
Better luck next.
Yeah.
Will I see you at the Oxford game tomorrow?
Yeah, yes, you will.
Are you going to be there?
I am there.
Who are they playing?
Ipswich.
Not being there, sir. Two losses on the bounce.
Yeah. We lost in FA Cup in between.
No, two in the league last 2 games. We've lost them.
Yeah, FA Cup in between. But like...
Sorry. That's your
name. We'll be all right. Bournemouth are a good side.
Bournemouth?
Ipswich.
Bournemouth also a good side.
Rotherham, who we just lost to.
We're going to see Ipswich, though.
We're going to see Ipswich.
Oh, fucking, my heart skipped a beat then. I thought I put tickets for the wrong game.
No, yeah.
That is exciting.
We'll be right. Got some new signs.
And the title race is...
What I liked is we got two new signs. One called Holland, and one from Holland.
Is Baptiste still fucking
Baptiste is sick. He was bad on Saturday.
No, he wasn't. That's a shame. But
we can't beat them every week.
The League One title is crazy close.
Yeah,
it's mental.
But we're right
because
up there.
Wickham? Yeah. They were so far, and then they've lost four out of five.
We beat them.
Yeah, they've lost like 5 games in a row.
Yeah, same.
And they were top of the league by like 10 points, and then they just fucked it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. So let's move on to the Premier League. Spurs 0, Liverpool 1. 20 wins from 21 games.
Yeah.
That's the best ever start to a a season in all of Europe ever. Yeah. So that means the only question one can ask is, Luke, is this Liverpool side the best team of all time?
Oh, see, I was ready for this. I don't know why I said this in such an odd way, but this is what I've been waiting for.
I've been expecting you.
I'm not sure, you know, because, I feel like, so the best team I'd seen before would be Barcelona back a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that Barcelona team, I don't know, it felt to me like they won with more control, you know, than Liverpool win with now. Or have been winning with. They're looking, they have, because Liverpool weren't, I don't think they were that good at the start. But they got lots of, like, just narrow wins at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're looking more in control than they have. So I feel like maybe now it's very hard to pick any weakness in them. Because now they're performing really well and they have an amazing set of results behind them. Whereas they could have lost a few games or dropped points earlier on.
Are you saying, like, if they were going to lose any, they already would have?
Maybe. I still feel like they'll drop more points before the end of the season.
Okay.
But
bless you.
At the moment, they're looking very scary. But I don't know about the best team ever.
I wonder, I feel like the way we look, like, I feel like when we were watching Xavi, Iniesta,
uh-huh.
and Busquets, and then Messi, and like Piqué and Pirlo, it kind of felt like you were watching a legendary team. Whereas, like, this team is really good, but, like, you just don't get the same kind of, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It also, like, changed football, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But also, but Klopp's changed football.
Don't you think this Liverpool side has changed football?
Yeah, because now everyone's playing this kind of, like, everyone's playing the high press.
The high press.
The high press, fast transitions.
I guess so.
But, like,
Alexander-Arnold's right-back role is just, like, I mean, what even is that?
Yeah, it's a new right-back role. Mm.
In fact, we've got a lot to talk about in right-back roles.
I don't know if it is. I feel like Bielsa had this right-back role.
Yeah.
For a while, but yeah.
No.
But he always did it with five at the back. Mm. His finger's pretty crazy.
But also, that Barcelona
it's crazy they did it four at the back.
Really pressured off the ball as well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they were mental.
It's just like, I know what you mean about all those amazing players, and you kind of think, you look at the Liverpool team and you're like...
Like, Ryan Aldham
Jordan
is a great
Anderson
player.
Jordan is the captain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, but maybe we just got to start accepting he's one of the greatest midfielders of all time.
Well, he just isn't.
But do you know what I mean? But
like, it doesn't mean, it doesn't take away from
their strength isn't having amazing central midfielders.
No, it's not.
It's having, like, decently effective. They could get in better midfielders and be even better.
Do you feel like Fabinho, like, is pretty good?
It's like the rest of the team.
Yeah, they've got a world class, like, disruptor in midfield. What?
Better disruptors than them?
Yeah, they're probably Fernandinho.
But maybe, like, new. It's like, because the amount of goals they create just straight from defence. Because Van Dijk as well plays so many people.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I feel like you'll kind of look back at this team in the same way that you look back at maybe Real Madrid when they were, like, destroying. And it's like, you kind of look at Ramos and Ronaldo,
yeah,
and maybe Modric, but you don't look at the whole team in the way that you look at that Barcelona team.
Well, what about just City, like, last year?
But then,
or 2 years ago, when they got 100
points. Do you think they'll get the most points
ever? Well, I don't know.
Ever.
Reading the thing, if they win their next 17 games, which obviously they won't, they would get 112 points.
And but City got 103? 102?
But that means...
And they just got 100.
Did they just get 100?
And then are Liverpool going to drop 12 points? Do you know what I mean? In the next 17 games?
No. Definitely not.
That's a funny one.
Yeah,
can they throw it away from here, Johnny?
Can they throw it away?
Yeah.
I don't think they could, even if they tried.
This is the Prem now Farmers League?
No.
I think all the big teams are a bit shit at the moment, but... That will get better.
But then it seems like everyone's about to get better.
Yeah, I think, like, all the big teams have had significant injuries and managerial changes, and just, like, loads of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. But so, they can't all get better.
They can't all finish
successful. They
all, yeah,
I guess.
No.
But they can all get.
Well,
better.
Let's move on to another big team.
The joy of football.
Spurs. Jose Mourinho. All I've written is Spurs under Jose? What is the plan?
Don't really know, because Daniel Levy doesn't like spending money. Mourinho has to spend money. I think Mourinho's just past it, isn't he?
No, he's a new man.
No, but his tactics is... I haven't watched that. I've watched a bit of Tottenham. It doesn't... They still feels like they're playing similar kind of, like, play... Like, Son is like Hazard was when they were at Chelsea. And it's just kind of, like, play through kind of one or two players up front and then just, like, have a well-structured team.
They were quite good against Liverpool.
Wasn't it only it was pretty... Like, it could have easily been a draw.
I didn't watch it.
But isn't that kind of what he does? He, like... You try and just stay in it until 70, 80 minutes and then you go for it.
No, but there have been some, like, really good Mourinho teams. Like, they're not just, like, you know, sticking in the game, trying to get a scrappy winner.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... It's not like they were going... Like, when they were on... Like, they had to see off a lot of pressure. But then when they were in control, it wasn't just... They weren't just creating chances by being scrappy. They were, like...
I don't know.
They were looking effective.
And Son's still suspended, isn't he?
Kane's injured.
Son scored, nearly scored the other day.
Didn't he get a red card?
Well, if he did, he didn't get suspended for the last game because he should have scored.
He's back.
Okay. Yeah. Who? Aubameyang. Because I had to take someone out of my fantasy team.
Aubameyang just got
over. Yeah, so I took him out. I think I took Son out of my fantasy team and put De Bruyne in.
He got a couple of red cards a while ago.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so I did.
Also, you've got to get De Bruyne in.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I took Sterling out.
I don't want to have any Man City players in my team.
You don't have any Man City?
No, I think I do now. Okay.
You're just going to get loads of Liverpool Man City players, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, the defenders look old, the Spurs defenders. They don't look like... For me, they...
How old are they, though? Because that's more important.
Sanchez is young.
I was thinking...
Didn't they have a really young right back?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Revolutionary double right back is what they played.
Oh.
So they played somebody at right back.
But like right wing back.
Aurier. And because Aurier is Aurier, they played another player. Who could be like...
So they could overlap. Yeah. Well, because that is what really effective, having the overlapping. So why not just have two overlapping right backs?
We might see that.
But that's what... Because that's what Sheffield United do.
What, two right backs?
No, they have three centre backs, but then one of the centre backs joins the attack and becomes an overlapping centre back. So when they play the centre back, so say they get like a throw in quite high up, what the third centre back, the one on the right side or the left side, if it's on the does the throw in and it's with the attack, so it's not the right back doing the throw in, and then the right back can play off him, and then he can make like an extra run.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty revolutionary. Chris Wilder,
legend.
And I think teams have started to, I think I've seen Bournemouth are trying to do it a bit, because Ake had a lot of freedom and he was not good.
I think it's a different thing. If a big team starts doing it, people are like, this is going to change the game.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I heard someone say it was revolutionary, the Mourinho thing.
I guess.
It's probably someone just sucking Mourinho's.
So why is it? Why is it so good?
Yeah, double overlap.
You
want to overload sections of the.
It's
like, you know, Pep Guardiola, you know, he splits up the pitch into 12 sections.
12, that's so many sections.
Yeah.
My God. The man's a genius thinking about that.
Well, Bielsa's even more crazy. Bielsa says there are 10 ways to tackle, sections. 25 ways to shoot a ball. No, 25 ways to pass a ball, and like 8 ways to shoot. And then he like, teaches all his players.
Well, they look really good against Arsenal, first half.
Yeah, they are really sick.
Brilliant.
But then they lost to Sheffield Wednesday. I think he splits it into 12 sections and then like you try and overload certain sections. And I'm assuming like top left are probably places where you want to be overloading.
But you also have to do it in a way that keeps in mind not getting counter-attacked.
Well, that's why you got Fernandinho. And
Because
you just need, that's why you have to have someone like that.
Yeah.
Who just like...
Sweeps up.
Yeah. And drops back.
Quick fire round.
Hmm?
Quick fire round. Tottenham are 9 points off Chelsea, who are in 4th. Will Tottenham get in the top 4? Yes or no?
No.
Oh wow. I'm going for Mourinho always does it.
I think Sheffield United have a better chance of getting top 4 than Tottenham.
You want to bet on it? You want to bet on it?
Well, a better chance. I would.
No, do you want to bet on it?
What? They'll finish higher than Tottenham.
Do you want to bet?
Sheffield United will finish higher than Tottenham.
A couple of pounds?
Yeah. A pint?
Pint.
Sheffield United will finish higher than Tottenham?
Pint. You witnessed that? Is there any way that can be misinterpreted in any way? Like, all the Sheffield United players get stoned or something?
You could misinterpret it that way, but I don't think we'd be able to measure that either, so...
Would the Sheffield United players get what?
I don't know, I was trying to be... It was very funny. Like, if they were stoned, then they'd be high, and they'd be higher.
I still think that would be unlikely. Probably more likely, you know.
Still, if that happens, good bet.
I think if that happens, yeah.
I'd be happy by your height.
It's almost more unlikely than what...
Oh, okay, then. Well, maybe we should do this. So we've got Liverpool narrowed on to win the league. Second place, Man City.
Leicester,
they had
their
run.
It's done now.
Is it done?
Well, they just have no momentum. They've got no momentum anymore.
Well, I feel like City is still incredible.
That's the thing. City had a bit of a wobble. Leicester had momentum, but now
City have got more. They've got more higher goal difference than Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That definitely makes sense.
It's a disgrace.
Liverpool have been winning a lot of games. 1-0 final, last minute winners.
Kloppage time.
Yeah. There has been some very lucky...
Sorry, can I just dispel this whole Kloppage time lucky myth thing?
There have been a lot of lucky games.
Right, you just do your spiel and then I'll do mine.
No. Like, it's not that, like, you definitely create your own luck and luck, like works itself out over the course of the season. Yeah. But to win a league and not lose a single game, you do have to have some luck, and they have had some luck. Like, it's just like, that's just what happens. When you get relegated, you're a bit unlucky, and, like, sometimes things go against you and sometimes things go for you. When you win the league, you're a bit lucky.
Yeah.
Like injuries, but it's like suspensions.
When you
like
get relegated, you're unlucky, right? But it's like, because you're shit, you make more mistakes, the errors, it's like...
Yeah. But what I mean is, like, there'll be another team that will be just as shit as you, but they'll just get a little bit of luck, and then they'll get it.
So, okay.
And I'm not saying this season, I'm not saying it's not... Because Liverpool would still be top, even if they weren't lucky. But... They wouldn't have.
But the thing
they
is,
wouldn't
you
have 20.
Your own luck.
Ross, when you watch the games, they do completely dominate.
You
see other teams, like, you can completely dominate and not win every game.
But also, yeah, I definitely
you like, can dominate.
It was the Wolves game, right? Where they like. It was like they like scored in like the last minute, and then like I feel like there was some weird controversial. I remember watching that one and being like, that was like just like genuinely like VAR went their way and some shit happened.
Look,
it's like,
as a Man United fan, right, I will give you Fergie time is a legit thing, not like a fluke thing, because they like the other team get tired, they load the balls into the box over and over again. You're bound to make a mistake, and you can see the goal in the last minute, and as that clock. Advert goes on TV, statistically, the most likely minute in which you're going to score a goal is the 90th. For that reason.
Well, that obviously makes sense, because the 90th minute lasts for like way longer than any other minute.
What?
Because 91, 92 minutes, 93 minutes.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would take that into account, would they?
I think they would.
Anyway, my point is, Fergie time is real. Give me Kloppage time.
Wait, you were saying?
Wait, what? As in you're saying it's a virtue of the team that they're scoring?
It's like a fluke.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say if they have... I don't think they're necessarily lucky in that they've got loads of goals late. I think the luck is just goals that, you know, just... You have to get a bit of luck in games wherever you score, like, the goals. Like, you can always dominate and then lose. Like, Tottenham, they get a chance, the guy just puts it wide when it was, like, sure to go in. Like, he really should have scored it. Like, that's... Like, but I do think, like, especially towards the end of games... There'll be a lot when a team like has momentum, or if they're known for scoring late goals, that'll play a mental factor in that the other team will be like, ah, shit, they're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a,
and also,
like,
I definitely think the refs used to give Man United more time. I swear they always used to like give them like a little bit of
it. Isn't that, you know, you could even put that down to Man United being good. You know, like, success breeds success.
The ref just wants to see that goal. The ref's like, oh, they're sick, they're going to score.
But I feel like with Liverpool, it's not like no way you would say they wouldn't be top of the league. But I would say they just, if they hadn't been lucky, they wouldn't be on 20 wins out of 21
games. Okay, all right, fine. I'm not even that sounds reasonable.
For any team to go that long without losing, they have to be a bit lucky. It doesn't matter how good they are.
I think you also sometimes forget all the misses that Liverpool also have.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
Because you've made loads of chances, and then you get a couple of lucky ones.
I saw a thing about expected goals.
Oh yeah.
And if every team had scored their expected goals, I think it was saying Liverpool wouldn't even be top of the league.
Really?
Now that's obviously like, I think expected goals is a bit weird, because obviously if you're a good striker,
you score more. Goals.
That means that it's not a case of like. Their misses are balancing out with other teams.
Do you remember when expected goals is weird, and it was like Ronaldo had
only slightly above his expected goals. Messi had way above.
I mean, that proves and it's because, Messi is a good player.
But it, no, but it also proves that Ronaldo gets in really good positions because he's scoring as many goals. Because Messi has to do the amazing
There's
thing
so
to score.
So many times where he's expected to score.
Yeah, where Messi he does the like when Gareth Bale before he went to Real Madrid.
Yeah, and you've thrown off the statistics badge of honour and you just come out.
But then it's also
it's up his sleeve and
Yeah, but that's because Ronaldo was like. Was that kind of striker?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's just like it's. I guess it's like.
It doesn't tell the whole story.
Yeah. Like, because Ronaldo, like having the amazing positioning and like, what do you call it when you you can read the game to be in the right place at the right time? That is a skill in itself, as well as Messi being able to score. Like, sorry.
I think it's the same with keepers a lot of the time, where sometimes they don't make, like. Saves that look good, but it's just because their positioning is
Really exactly. Mm. Well, I always think like the reason why Alisson looks so good is because he's got Van Dijk.
Well, yeah.
And Van Dijk never lets him get in a position
to be
where
fair,
he can shoot.
Alisson is quite good.
Well, that's the thing. I just always feel like with keepers,
he does get them out of a lot of trouble.
Like Joe Hart looked sick for ages, and then he had like some shit defenders kind of in there.
Are you saying
when they didn't have Alisson though, they didn't have a clean sheet, basically.
He's saying
people rated Karius.
No, but I mean this year.
Yeah.
Like, they did just concede one goal.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. If you put Alisson in Norwich City's team, is he going to look shit?
Oh, yeah, exactly, I don't know. But, like, Joe Hart, like, when he was in the England team, because we had shit defenders in front of him, he was just a bit shit.
But is that also true? Van Dijk didn't look world-class when he was in Southampton.
He did
look
for a bit.
He's
one of those players who looks... Like, I'm not saying he looks better than he is, but... He does look better than he is. Like, the way he does things is like, wow, that's good.
So he's just calm.
But it's like, he'll do that thing where he'll, like, tackle by doing, like, a knee slide and then will stand up all in the same motion. And it's like, you don't need to do that. But everyone's going, oh.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying he's overrated. Yeah. But I am kind of saying that. Moving on to much more exciting. In fact, we didn't do our top four position, so who's going to get in the fourth spot then? You saying Leicester are nailed on?
Well, Leicester are nailed on, I think.
Are they actually nailed?
I think they're nailed on.
I don't know if
they've
are.
Been going good since January last year. Like, they would be third. Yeah, this isn't just like a.
No, I'm working on that.
Yeah,
I think Brendan Rodgers will struggle to motivate them though.
I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Even to get Champions League.
Maybe he'll be able to pick up. I think they'll drop off a bit at the moment, won't they? They've been losing some, but they lost to Southampton. Oh, Danny Ings
and a new man.
Well, that was the hardest game of the year.
It's always like, if he could just stay injury free, just think of what his career is.
16 goals this season.
Yeah, wow.
Is he the top scorer in the league?
No,
Jamie Vardy is.
Really? 16's pretty high.
That's crazy.
I think he must be like second.
Is that all comps?
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah.
Ooh, Rashford must be pretty high though.
Luke, Man United, can they get in and squeeze into the.
They could. I don't really understand what's going on with them. I don't.
We'll come to them in a minute. But first, so in Eddie Howe's programme notes before the game this weekend, he said they were entering a season-defining period.
Yeah.
The final score was Bournemouth 0, Watford 3.
Is it 3 in the end?
Yeah.
I watched that game.
Deeney's back for Watford. We'll get to Watford in a second.
Deeney's back for a bit. The main thing for Nigel Pearson, but yeah.
Is Eddie Howe on his way out? I mean, should he leave?
No, surely not.
It goes possible. Jamie Vardy, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
I mean, I think.
You think yeah?
If it's carried on,
how out?
I think you've got to do it because, like, if you've lost the thing, you've just got to go.
And Pierre, Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Do you think he's lost the dressing room?
I don't even know if he has lost the dressing room. He's clearly lost the.
Lost a lot of games.
Yeah, I lost a lot of
games. There's no way he's lost the dressing room.
Luke, here's a little riddle for you.
He's an absolute legend.
On 606, Robbie Savage said, and I just want to clarify now, I did not listen to like more than 5-10 minutes of 606, okay?
Yeah.
Just want to let you guys know.
I've never listened to it in my life.
I thought when you first said it, I thought it was a date, and then he said it. Prophetically on the 606, he said this.
No, alas. He said, Bournemouth fans, would you rather keep Eddie and go down or lose Eddie and stay up?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because they love their Eddie.
Yeah, you're asking me.
I'm asking you
as a fan off the road.
Imagine you're a fan who was on the road and a Bournemouth.
Imagine I was on the road and I supported Bournemouth. And how long have you been with them? How many leagues have they gone up?
He's gone up from League One, but they had a massive budget.
What are you talking about?
They do spend money really badly. They just buy all of Liverpool's rejects, who everyone knows are shit.
I feel like Dominic's lacking to prove himself in time.
he was playing because one of their king was injured and he was awful.
He is bad.
And the other one, what was the other one?
Like Winston probably,
five as well.
You probably want to lose him and stay up.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I think.
In these cynical times.
No, I don't think it's... You can be like, oh, he's a legend, but... Sort of, you want to be in the prem.
Do you remember
it doesn't mean you don't like it. You're like, oh, big respect for him forever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's difficult though, isn't it? Because if you're Burnley, you definitely keep Sean Dyche.
Of course. Well, but
Bournemouth, you don't? I think you still
keep
him.
They definitely keep Sean Dyche.
Of course. Right. If I'm a Burnley fan, I'm keeping
Sean
Dyche.
You want to go down and
get to me at the club.
He literally took them to Europa League. He's crazy.
But he's the epitome of them as a bad club, you know, as a really unpleasant
team. He took them to Europa League.
No, but just like as nobody likes Burnley, you know?
I like Burnley.
Who doesn't like Burnley? Why do you want to pitch? Why are you?
I know I'm gonna. You know, I'd like to see that.
How can someone have something against Burnley?
I don't know. I just thought this was a thing that people didn't like.
Retract that.
People don't like Burnley. You know, they're like, oh, Burnley gonna injure our players and stuff. I thought that's what people said.
They're not that dirty.
That's what two people in my house said.
I thought their modus operandi.
What? What is part of the motorcycle?
Injuring players.
Oh, okay. So you're saying I'm right?
I'm just saying football isn't all about like your la-di-da pet.
Burnley are not doing well either.
They'll be completely fine this season. We all know.
Oh, of course they will. Sean Dyche.
But you do feel like if he did leave, they'd be instantly relegated.
Yeah, 100%. Their team is so bad.
Yeah. So yeah. If I was a Burnley fan, definitely.
But Bournemouth, maybe they have bigger. They do have. Bournemouth do have a good team.
They should be able to be safe.
Nathan Ake is good. Ryan Fraser is good.
Wow. You can tweet us.
Yeah. Pilot Funders.
If you're a Bournemouth fan?
Even if you're not.
It's just when it's going.
Would you rather Bournemouth than
that? I think the thing is, if I'm a Bournemouth fan, I really like the fact that they play good football and sometimes it actually works out really well.
But
and
everyone
they
plays good football these days.
Not Burnley, mate.
Other than Burnley.
But Bournemouth play good football, and sometimes they're like fourth, fifth in the league playing good football. And it's like I would trade the good times for the bad times, you know. I'd be happy to have both. Good
I would trade the good times for the bad times.
Just give me non-stop bad times. Wow. I don't know. I think he plays and then he does some good things.
I know he does, but I feel like that's just the thing right now. All managers, like, you know, like
even Oxygen,
even like Conference, they'll probably be like, if we play good football, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Which is true. I would have left it like that.
Johnny, are you saying we're in a golden age of football right now?
No, I think we'll have a backlash soon where the long ball,
football,
direct football will be the. You know, I just want to play direct football.
But I don't think that just had that, like...
Hasn't happened yet.
Liverpool are quite direct.
Teams are more direct than they were like a couple years ago.
They are quite beautiful, though, to watch sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening.
But what are you saying, John?
I think people think the passing football is like, oh, that's good football.
No, at the moment. No, but quick transitions are good football, for one.
Well, yeah, but now I think we're going to get into a new... It's not that we're all going to get really passive.
Everyone's just going to be playing into the strikers.
We're going to go back to 4-4-2.
Is that the formation of full circle? No midfield.
I also kind of think all formations are the same.
I definitely think when it's like
diamond midfield, that could be 4-3-3.
Yeah, and that could be
4-2-3-1.
But
also,
what always happens is the defensive midfielder drops back. The two wing backs push up, so you're basically playing three at the back.
And if
and then you're playing five at the back.
One's in front of the other. Yeah. Oh, then is that 4-4-1-1 or is that. It's all a conspiracy, really.
Apparently, number 10s are going out of fashion.
Yeah, big time. Well, no, they're not, but.
Didn't they go out of fashion a while ago?
Oh, Leicester still have it. Leicester still have
it. No, but as in, like. That when passing football was big, it wasn't about. No.
I feel like Man City had Nasri and Silva and Aguero, and they didn't have a number 10.
Also, if you've got a false nine. Isn't that just a number 10?
I think it's
number 9's went out of fashion, but and the false 9 became the number
10. Firmino's definitely
is it all
false 9.
A false
he's a centre forward.
He's a false.
He's a centre forward.
False 10?
Well, I don't know.
An advanced 10?
He's a false 6.
A turquoise star, as they might say on Football Manager.
So, is he a real anything?
He's very close to a false nine, but maybe a centre forward. He drops. He sometimes goes back and picks the ball up from Van Dijk.
He's like a false 10 or something. I don't understand what
he is. That means I don't think you can have a false
6. I don't know what the point is. He defies. Well, I think that's.
Well, this is more.
You can
more
put him in a 4-4-2 if you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could put him in.
You could. Yeah. You could have a six.
Because all formations are the same.
I would draw it the same.
If it's just a 4-4-2, one of the strikers goes over to the side.
Yeah. I feel like someone like Firmino. Well, that front three really pays a lot of credence to what you're saying about formations don't exist. Because I'm pretty sure Klopp now just sends him out. It's just like, just you run where you want to run.
Yeah.
If there's space, there's space.
Sorry, that you really think he just goes down. Boys, another big
run
game today.
No, but like sometimes, if they were throwing on the side, sometimes it would be Mane and Salah over there. Sometimes it would be Mane and Firmino. One person would be in the box. It's just kind of like, whoever feels like it at the time. It's not like Burnley where it's like Wood and Barnes in the box. Bash it in there. Let's see what happens. Get the elbows up.
See, I said people don't like Burnley, and you like shouted
what
me down.
What is there to not like about that?
There's nothing to dislike about that. That's proper football. They don't like break people's legs on purpose. They just like
it's just a side effect.
But it's not like Tottenham or something where like they just start like going in for the like knee high tackles and scratching people, gouging people's eyes.
Was that not just the one game where they completely lost?
They've
it?
Done it other times. Yeah.
Come on, you know.
What
you
is
know
the actual? If all formations are the same, yeah.
what is the formation?
Is it 4-4-2?
Well, they're all the same, so it's regardless
of what I'd say. Wait, who's
I think if you have five at the back, then that's different.
No, but Johnny, even then,
it's kind of just a more fluid thing.
It isn't.
I feel like it's 4-3-3, mm-hmm. and then it's just like how fluid everyone is.
You think every formation is 4-3 at the back?
Yeah, 4-3-3, yeah.
Sorry?
You were saying all teams are three at the back. That's different.
No.
When they're going forward, they're going back.
It's a 4-3-3, but it could very easily also be called a 5-2-3.
Well, like,
yeah, but
also, they
it's
will
not
never,
four. It's not four,
then,
though, is it?
And probably won't even at kickoffs be in that formation, no. Ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. We need to get up those graphs of like average positions.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more of just like a. Yeah.
Average positions in a.
I think
if you got. Yeah.
The right backs.
This doesn't work for radio or podcast, but it's.
I reckon if you got up the like pictures of average team positions.
They'd all be the same.
No, they would not all be the same. Especially if you can try like average in defence, average in attack.
But I bet you could get a lot of 4-3, supposedly 4-3-3 teams, and it'd be just as different as comparing your 4-3-3-1s.
Johnny, I think this is an extended project for you to do.
They definitely like when at the beginning of the game and like Sky Sports or whatever put up the formation, it's definitely like wrong.
Well, they sometimes get it
quite often
wrong.
It's a guess, isn't it?
Because because the managers just give them
the line,
don't tell them where they're going to play, and so then like then you just see in the game that like it's just not where they're playing at all.
Or if you exactly.
Nigel Pearson,
because De Bruyne, he always plays cam, and De Bruyne's never.
Exactly.
He's always in someone else.
Exactly. And sometimes they switch, you know.
And he's because De Bruyne's always like whenever they get to like an attacking position, he's like full sprinting so that he can like run onto the ball. He's never just like standing around waiting.
Exactly.
Nigel Pearson's Watford have got 13 points from 6 games.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a turn, hasn't it?
I mean,
four wins out of 5 games, that's crazy.
There were 6 points adrift.
6 he came in. It's classic Nigel Pearson. Mm.
Deeney's back though, that's the big story.
Apparently he just bollocks everyone.
Deeney or
No, Pearson. I imagine Deeney does as well, to be fair. But apparently Pearson's just like not really any tactics. He just fucking rips into everyone.
That's what you need sometimes if you're 6 points adrift.
Yeah, definitely.
You probably think Eddie Howe's Bournemouth could do with a bit of a bollocking.
Maybe they need a player like that. Get him in January.
Do you really think...
A player to do the bollocking?
Well, because Eddie Howe's not going to bollock anyone.
No,
he's such a nice guy.
He doesn't seem like a bollocker, does he?
No, he doesn't.
I just worry what a manager like Nigel Pearson does in the long term. But then I guess Leicester did win the league.
So Watford going to win the league?
Again.
Wow. They won for it last year.
I mean, that was the weird thing of Leicester not sacking Nigel Pearson, him turning it around, and then them sacking him in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that how you win the league then?
And then Calvio Ranieri came in.
Yeah.
Because he got sacked because his son was having sex with Thai hooker.
Mm. While we're down the bottom, Norwich City.
They're just
dead and buried.
They're just dead.
The days of Timo Pukki scoring all those goals seem far away now.
Well, he's still scoring for Finland.
Finland.
He
still scores for them.
I don't need bearing on them. Just not Premier League position.
Not for Norwich.
R.I.P. Norwich.
And also, I swear, Cantwell, he's still quite good, isn't he?
Who?
Cantwell.
This is the thing, though. These days, you could have quite good players in your team and be shit.
I remember Fulham, Jean-Michel Stechy.
Look at Arsenal.
Fulham was a case of you can buy supposedly good players.
No, they're actually... what's his name?
Actually, they did have Sherlock.
Sherlock was actually shit. The CDM guy, I can't remember his name right now. Real Madrid are about to buy him. Because he went on loan to La Liga and he's completely sick, and now he's going to go Real Madrid again.
They're going to get Big Dosh then, Fulham?
No, probably not.
Luke, let's do it. Man United, fifth place, just beat somebody 4-0. Ole, out.
I don't know, I can't.
Who was it? Who did they play?
It was Norwich.
Greenwood.
Greenwood's good.
He's the Januzaj of this season, isn't he?
Are you saying he's not going to be good?
No, I'm just saying he's like, you know, like when Man United have a bit of a shit season, but then a young player comes through and everyone's like...
Is Rashford one of those players?
Yeah, he was one of those.
But Rashford is actually good now.
No, he is,
Is he there?
Yes. He's joint second top scorer in the league.
He is joint top scorer.
Well, and a pretty shit Man United as well.
But also joint fourth top scorer, depending on how
If he
on.
Puts three of those seasons together, I will say he is a good striker.
Yeah.
He's still young, isn't he?
You know, the thing that I've seen is that everyone talks about how Ole... is playing lots of youngsters, so you have to give him time. But actually, the average age of the starting 11 is about the same as Tottenham.
But is that just Ashley Young holding up because he's like 53? Ashley Young. Like, you need a box and stem. You need like a...
Box and whisker diagram.
Box and whisker diagram. Rather than straight up mean.
Some big
or the mode. Maybe you need the mode.
No, maybe you do.
So come on then, give us an answer.
What, I'll lay out? I can't tell what's going on with them.
Should be really.
I feel like they look like they have good. They have some good players coming. You know, like their strikers are all looking pretty good. Fred's not looking half as bad as he was.
Fred's looking.
I always rated Fred. To be fair,
I never rated.
I know
Fred.
You had a big chip on your shoulder for Fred. Mm. And Pogba coming back is being good.
Is that good or bad? Pogba coming back,
really good.
Just for those listening to the pod, Johnny was actually making that noise with his mouth. are you sure Pogba coming back is good?
How can Pogba coming back not be good?
Because he's.
Do you not remember the hashtag? Pog back.
Pog boom. It's like angry men getting angry about hashtags.
Yeah, he could be good, Pogba.
He's fucking incredible.
He could develop into a real nice player.
If Ole can't make Pogba good, then Ole. Is a shit man. Well, we all know.
Is that the test? Or if Pogba comes back and they don't start doing better, is that
because Pogba's leaving at the end of the season if he doesn't like if he doesn't actually like start enjoying his football?
Uh-huh.
It's just so sad that he's had these like how long has it been? 4 years.
It's tragic.
Has he been here for 4 years?
Something stupid.
No, he won the World Cup last year. And he's probably one of the best players in the world.
I know. Have you watched? Because if you go back and watch like the France road to the World Cup, he's fucking sick.
Maybe he's just in a bit of a low. Impression.
I just think England is a tricky place to come to if you're French.
No, I feel like once you get some good manager,
look at Dimitri Payet.
So he had a sad. He had a very sad time.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
He left not because he hated.
He's been fully embraced by the English.
Yeah, no, but that's because
only to be surpassed by Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, but that was when the Arsenal team was essentially the French starting 11.
Yeah.
So do Man U need more French players?
Yeah.
Some friends for Pogba.
To be fair, there are a lot of sick French players about.
Yeah,
yeah, they did win the I would like to see what Pavard's up to nowadays.
What a goal! What a goal!
He's probably quite good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's played for Bayern Munich, right there.
Oh,
I just hate that.
Like, have you seen Bundesliga? Bundesliga is the league to watch.
What's happening?
RB Leipzig are top of the league,
but we don't like them, right?
Well, no, yeah,
we do as foreigners, but you don't if you're German.
No. Nobody likes anything, but their football, they have a rule that means clubs have to be fan owned, and
what
they circumvent that rule.
Just pissing around. It's like, just get on with it. Let Ed Woodward ruin your club.
But there's a reason they hate them, and so shit. But they do play some pretty sick football.
Okay.
But because they're not like Man City, they were already like they weren't even in the Prem. They were like way down in the league.
Oh yeah.
Like that's kind of cool, but also kind of like
I think it's kind of horrible.
Yeah, maybe.
But
it's like Salford.
I don't know. I like success in all its forms.
This is weird.
big statement there.
if we talk about the finance of it too much, do we get into politics? Then we can't do that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, football. Okay.
What, football politics is fine.
Yeah.
Erdal having a Rodigan come to his.
Not that kind of politics.
Did you just call him a Rodigan?
Erdogan.
I don't know. It's definitely not a Rodigan.
Erdogan. No, that's the like guy in Turkey. No, that's
Orban. Orban.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Erdogan is Syria.
Yeah.
No, he's the Turkish guy.
Yeah, he was talking about China.
Erdogan is the Turkish president.
Erdogan is the
president.
Assad is
China. Did Erdogan have him come to
the Turkish guy come to tea, or Viktor Orban is the Hungarian prime minister?
He got the Turkish. Because Erdogan's actually Turkish.
Uh-huh.
And
We don't know what they talked about. He might stand down and be like, look.
Are we getting all the politics out right now?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, because also, didn't Erdal say something about what's happening in China?
That was a good thing.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Maybe Erdogan was like, I heard what you were saying about this stuff in China. Would you like to have dinner and we could talk about it?
No, because it was happened ages ago.
Okay. Well. To be fair.
Lucas Moura supports Bolsonaro.
Who does?
I bet
all the Brazilian
football team.
Only Dani Alves. Is the only one who I've seen.
I wouldn't have said something. Him,
no, he was the only person who was like he wasn't even explicitly, because Lucas Moura, all of them, they fucking love him.
I bet Ronaldinho,
all of them do.
I bet Firmino likes.
Dani Alves said he just said like something about everyone needs forgetting their roots or something like that, because
like a nice veiled state.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, you need to remember where you came from and like.
Is there a military
dictatorship? You came from Brazil, you're Brazilian, so you should.
I think it was more like you're from the favelas, and he's gonna fuck up everyone in the favelas.
I like it.
But I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a country which is some almost as fucked as all the other countries.
Yeah,
that'll be
it's a pretty scary documentary on it.
Yeah, he's pretty mad. He's been mental.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realise, when I was away in Serbia, I met a Brazilian person, we were talking to her. And obviously, because I don't speak Portuguese, didn't realise it, but apparently he's an idiot, like Trump. Like, his sentences just quite often don't make sense and stuff like that. And I never knew that.
Yeah.
I just thought that I knew he was like a dickhead, but I didn't realise he was also just like an stupid.
Mm. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Are you stupid?
Mm.
Wait, this is a direct invitation to Bolsonaro. Is he active on Twitter, do you think?
Oh, God, of course he is.
Maybe this is how we up our podcast.
Well, apparently...
Just slander politicians.
Tweet these politicians. We tweet Bolsonaro.
We need to start on a smaller scale, I think.
Maybe. Okay, who should we tweet?
Just go after the South Oxford Conservative Club.
Okay.
Yeah, just go after some small points, some small MPs. We can go after anyone that didn't vote through the Dubs thing.
So what?
The child refugee thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Send them a few emails.
Yeah, we can send them emails.
So tweets.
We want people to see.
It's not about the message that.
Anyone else want to talk about politics?
I think that's pretty good.
I'm not against small clubs being taken over and made successful.
Salford.
I don't really care. Like, I just feel like it's good for people involved.
What feels weird about it is when they had their big playoff game, and they just don't have enough fans. They bring like. Whatever, and they beat someone else who has.
Oh no! I mean, I don't like it.
10 times as much fans.
It's not like it doesn't take hard work to make a successful football team. It's like, you know, you can spaff a lot of money up the wall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I think you have to. But like, maybe you can think about.
I suppose like it's just a nice thing about football that it's. That is, you know, the pyramid's so big and all these small teams.
Oh no, it's wonderful. Like, I love, like, Bournemouth. I love Bournemouth. Yeah. Because
they did just get a lot of money, actually. They were a lot richer than any league.
Okay, but look at it this way. You're Oxford. Better. You get taken over by something. Not something extreme.
No, I like that kind of stuff, but the Red Bull stuff isn't like
that. Yeah, that is.
That's just like.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, that's just so much money, and then you just go through. I guess it is make it more obvious that it's all about money.
I just don't think you're appreciating how hard it is to run a successful.
But also, what about? I think changing their name to Red Bull Leipzig.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
But also, I think if you got the money...
Is that, are they the ones that it doesn't actually... It's not actually Red Bull, because they weren't allowed to.
Yeah. No, so that's the thing. So, because Germany, clubs have to be owned 51% by the fans.
Yeah.
So Red Bull just got loads of their employees and, like, shareholders and stuff to buy shares. So they technically don't own it. The fans own it, but all the fans are just... And then they don't let fans buy any shares.
That is amazingly cynical.
Ooh, which is, like, it is a bit shit.
Yeah, like, they, like I say, like, I mean...
Because that's what German football is so proud of, the fact that they have fan ownership.
I get it, but the other fans are, like, sad that they're not doing as well. I mean, it's just, like, just get over it. I mean, I don't, like, Red Bull Leipzig are doing well. They've got a good team, good also, manager, so, like, good players.
Because, like Bayern Munich, their tactic was just buy all the other team's best players and dominate the league forever.
But they wouldn't even buy them. The players would just run out of contracts and they'd get them for free.
Yeah. So that's like, that's not good.
That's good.
But that's not like...
But they also like, they're like, when you're...
It's not like, look at this, but when Red Bull coming in destroying... Yeah. You know.
But they have a good... They have like loads of fans. And so they have lots of fat, like people put like buy shares. But they also do stuff like their season tickets are like 100, like, you know, like 150 euros or shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, like they like, they're like a fan-owned club and they actually like run it as a fan-owned club. It's like...
I like that too.
Like, that's nice.
As Thomas said, he likes
But that doesn't happen unless you have fan-owned clubs.
Well, I'm not against fan-owned clubs. I mean,
but so you would support a system of 50% ownership.
Yeah, if it worked.
Oh, it really works in Germany.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything.
So then you do find what Red Bull Leipzig are doing.
No, I don't. Really,
I don't think you can do both. I don't think you can support both at the same time.
What do you mean?
Because Red Bull Leipzig are on purposely, like very...
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it could work if you have, like, some fan ownership. It might be good.
Oh, but you wouldn't have it as, like, a rule like they have in Germany?
Oh, you don't even need rule. No. But, I mean, some clubs might want that. Might be good. I don't know. I mean, you could tweet a set pile of pundits. Can you think two opposing thoughts at the same time?
Yes and no.
Oh my god!
What a pod!
There's still time for the quiz.
I don't know. I think I have. I'm just trying to think.
Slightly rusty in this part, I think.
I definitely.
You don't need tweets.
I have some questions.
Uh-huh.
Go for it.
Are they quiz? Are they just general? Like,
I just have facts.
Okay. Also, we really ought to do a quiz now because Jasper's not here.
Yes.
This is an excellent time. Just find some way to give us points.
Yeah, just let me think of this first.
Or Jasper doesn't get... Or we can add in our fantasy points.
Oh, shut up. You big twat.
Jasper loses big time.
He's already completely destroyed anyway.
Yeah, but every week we do form. We don't do it by where you are placed in the league.
Yeah.
So how well you did that week.
Oh, no.
Can you look at the fantasy? Yeah. Let's see how well you did. Tammy Abrahams is...
I've been back to my fantasy.
The thing is, I feel like we all have the same team now.
Yeah, I think we do.
It's all copied Luke's team.
I've got Tammy Abrahams and William.
Does anyone else always have to sign in to their fantasy?
Yeah, every time.
Why is that? Why can't I stay signed in?
I didn't even use the app. I just
go on. On browser.
Yeah, look, Jasper came second this week.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Where did I come?
You came fourth.
Oh, shit. Since I came fourth. Oh, no,
you came last.
Oh no.
Right, I can tell you all the books I've read.
Alright.
That I've made a note of.
Are they about football?
So I decided to, when I enjoyed a book, to make a note of it.
Do you have a score out of 10?
Well, I was just about to do that, and then you could tell me what I scored it. Or I could read them all and then you could decide which one I liked the most.
Alright.
Wait, what were the two options? We have to guess the books.
Ooh, that's
funny. No, that's a terrible.
That's incredibly difficult.
You could try it.
Treasure Island.
Depends how much. I could tell you the author, and then you could guess which.
I don't think so.
You see what it rhymes with?
Shiraz.
Great for a podcast.
Great podcast.
I don't think any of this is good for the podcast, really.
Do we definitely have no more football to discuss?
Well,
there's always more football.
Arsenal, Chelsea, great things happening.
There's always more football.
Arsenal 10th. tenth. I don't know where you got this into your head.
They're playing like they've already improved a lot.
They beat Man U and then they drew with.
They're playing well now.
Okay.
And he's only been there for like three games.
Can you be playing?
Is that then not a reflection of him? Is they just happen to have had a good. They haven't even had that good.
Can you manage that? You manage
that? No, because they're like. Well, maybe. We'll see. But I reckon I'll put my neck on the line and say next season they'll be third.
To be fair, with the current climate, that's a big. His neck is full on the line.
Well, we don't know what Brexit's going to do to English football as well.
It's not going to do anything. We've had our 10 politics. Years.
You know, someone stole a very important part of our water supply.
Is this a quiz question? Was it the taps?
No, I don't know what it was, but I haven't had water since Friday.
Oh.
So, what do you mean?
Oh, we just had no water.
How do you mean stole? How do you steal water?
Well, there was something. I don't know what it was in the garden, which connected the two pipes. And it was like a circle metal thing, and I think it maybe like... I don't know anything about water, so maybe it kept the pressure up or it lowered the pressure. I don't know, did something.
Is there water spilling?
What?
Is there any water like spilled out?
Where you could turn on, if you turn on the tap,
water just flies out onto the floor.
Which should have gone into the house.
That is quite annoying, actually.
Yeah, really nice. So now I'm quite looking forward to.
So are you parched?
Huh?
Are you parched?
No. We could get water from. Nearby.
So you said you didn't have water, you did have.
Well, we had to fill up a big. Couldn't flush the toilet.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
couldn't flush the toilet.
Oh,
have you got water back now?
Oh,
well,
how did you do it?
Bucket flush.
No, we just kind of like. Every time we went to a coffee or a beer or something, just do a shit. Just hold it in until then.
Is it all stored now?
Well, yeah, I think so, hopefully.
Did you take a picture and post it on the chat?
Yeah.
Is it AIO?
AIO.
All in order.
Oh, now.
All in order.
I don't know. I've left the chats. I've had to leave all the chats.
That's a bit sad.
Well, I mean, you don't want to still be in a chat where people are like, dinner's ready and...
Yeah, but...
The water's back.
Oh, because they're still living together.
Yeah, but you might just want
to... Well, there's a big...
You can always mute
There's it. A big chat that everyone who's ever volunteered there is in.
Oh, okay.
And then you just send the occasional message. But, like, the day-to-day messages, you don't really want to...
No, I guess not. Yeah. Well, keep us updated.
On?
The water supply.
But I'm not, don't know. I'm in the chat anyway.
Find an update for us.
I reckon our listeners
they
in
want
Greece...
Go to Podcastro.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And update us.
And find out.
If anyone ever does that, by the way, I will give you £100.
Oh, and you know another great thing?
Not if Otto tells you or anything, though. No bullshit like that.
No.
You have to not know.
You know Sarah sent a laptop before Christmas?
Oh, yes.
So she sent it November, maybe? And then what happened was somebody in the house... I just thought it got lost if I just Greek post, just whatever. And then what happened was someone got some credit card sent and it had to be signed for. And then it just said that they'd been signed for. So then he, like, went to the post office and then, like, talked to them. And then the postman... just came, and it's just a postman on a motorbike with two big IKEA, like blue IKEA bags, and then he just had the laptop, and he just had it for the whole like 4 months, just signed for it, and then just like never bothered to deliver it.
Oh.
So he just, whenever someone has something that comes and he has to deliver it, he just signs for it and just takes it. doesn't actually deliver it to them.
Wow.
And then just keeps holding it until they hand it. It's not a good system.
No. Not a good man.
Insert stereotypical anti-Greek joke here.
Is there stereotypical anti-Greek joke?
Well, it's just kind of like corruption.
Corruption
like,
stuff.
No, I think it's in like a nice way, I guess, because otherwise it gets sent back to the depot. But then, I don't know, but then
oh,
just
right,
doesn't...
so it's like a...
Oh, right.
But then
it's,
he
like it's just a disorganised man.
Yeah, but then he just holds on to it for 3 months.
That sounds very Greek to me.
Yeah.
No, there was nothing, like, it wasn't like any underhand...
Don't be racist now.
Nothing.
No, but I'm not saying anything bad's going on. I'm just saying that. That's
no, yeah, it does sound great. Yeah, I'll help out my neighbor.
If it was here, it'd be like you have to put that in a special box so it can, and it would stay in a box for like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, they don't do any of that.
That's what I mean.
Which is actually quite nice. Having just essentially no traffic rules, is really quite freeing.
Might not work wonders for their actual deaths on the road statistics, though.
Yeah, maybe not. But being able to, what I'm more mean is like being able to park. wherever you want.
What's the price? Just like whatever. For freedom, Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's an interesting debate. I mean, I'm open to this, to be fair.
Well, it's like, you know, they're going to introduce speed limits on the Autobahn.
I mean,
makes sense.
But not for deaf, for climate change.
Ah.
Very interesting.
Oh, so you have to drive at the most efficient speed.
Yeah.
Which actually...
So they should put it at 60 then.
It's actually 60, yeah, but I guess 70.
It's just a gesture then.
70's more efficient than 150.
How many people actually drive at 150 then?
We've got a lot of Germans who are talking about
German fast cars.
They were saying, a lot. Like, the guy was just saying, I do, because everyone else is, and so you just kind of...
You say you would, though, wouldn't you?
But he was saying, people are,
hitting 150, definitely.
People are, they'll be, if you're on the left-hand lane, someone will be, a kilometre behind you. And they'll be flashing their lights, trying to get you to pull over, from
some of it's
so
only two
behind.
Lanes as well.
Is it? I don't know. It's crazy. Well, they're never having lanes, definitely been free lanes.
I've seen a Tesla video, and it goes two lanes.
Pretty
and, apparently people just drive from neighbouring countries just to drive along it really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just so, that's just so stupid.
Sounds terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying.
It's not that... Well, you don't feel... Because I feel like when you're in a car... Maybe if I was on a motorbike or something, but when you're in a car...
Have you ever driven 100 miles an hour, though?
I've probably driven maybe 90 something.
You definitely get used to it because you get used to 70, 80.
Yeah,
70 is disgusting.
Well, but when you
by the side of the road,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, when you when you go from like 50 down to 20 when you go into a village, you're like I'm literally walking.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's really so. And when you're going, when I was going, I think it was 130 kilometers an hour though. But I mean, still, it's over 100. I think when I was in the car when I was hitchhiking they were going 130, but the guy was also rolling cigarettes and smoking cigarettes while we were doing that.
That sounds terrifying.
And he kind of gave the vibe of someone who was going to die any minute now. The
thing is though, you're going to die if you crash at 70.
Exactly.
You're going to die if you might just die faster.
The only thing that they say is the only thing is whether you're more likely to crash.
Well,
but apparently if everyone is driving at the same speed it's the only issue is when one person's driving 50 and someone else is driving 150.
Well, motorways are actually statistically incredibly safe.
Yeah.
Compared to your other
road. And also, I think German cars are really good. If you did it in Greece, the cars are absolute shite. And if they tried to go 150 miles,
so you've gone back years.
The cars that we had just if you were going up a slight incline, you just couldn't get over 60 kilometres an hour or 70 kilometres an hour. But also, everyone, because loads of the roads are single track, what everyone does is they just drive. Half in the hard shoulder, and then everyone just overtakes in the same lane.
Love it.
So sometimes there are trucks, it's all there.
Mm.
It's a great time. It's a bit scary, really.
You've been listening to In Airplane.
the most.
Can we talk not much about football, considering how much football we had to.
I haven't
catch
watched
up on.
Any football.
I watched the Liverpool Tottenham game.
I
saw a highlight. I watched all the highlights just before.
But my Kindle ran out of battery today, work, so I read a lot about football.
Mm. I'm trying to feel like
I'm
over Christmas.
Liverpool winning. I wish they would lose a game so I could celebrate a goal again. Do you know what I mean?
We can't celebrate goals because of VAR anyway.
Oh yeah. It's just lost always the.
Oh, VAR was bad this weekend, wasn't it? VAR was terrible.
VAR's bad every weekend,
but especially this
one. One of the other bad things about VAR is how much you have to talk about it.
Are you saying if we talk about it, then VAR is winning?
I hate VAR. I bet I don't want to sound like you were saying the Germans are really good and everything when it comes to their football leagues and everything. You know they love fit fans. They're really involved.
I don't know. I think I've seen some stats.
Oh,
I can't remember the.
If they do, that will restore my faith.
What I like is when
if they don't.
Who's the ref on BT? Who they get the pundit?
Yeah.
And whenever it's a Champions League game, and whenever they're slating VAR, he always goes on about how UEFA use German VAR.
Oh, it's really good.
No, but it's if you're criticised, this is the German VAR.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Well, thanks very much.
Cool, bro.
Goodbye from Otto, Luke, Johnny, and me.
Thank you.
I can say goodbye myself. Thank you very much.
I was doing more with Jeremy Paxman. I know, in fact, they do say their own goodbyes on that.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Although on University Challenge, he says goodbye for them, doesn't he?
He says goodbye.
He says it's goodbye from Keyes College, Oxford.
Oh,
they'll go,
goodbye.
Oh, no, so then goes, and it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you and goodbye.